So I remind everybody that the 55th OHEL Annual Gala. Wow. I know what OHEL means to this audience. I know how this audience has been friends and supporters of OHEL for many, many years. Many decades, I should say, at this point. And on Sunday night, they are celebrating their 55th annual gala. Sunday, November the 24th, beginning at 5 p.m. at Pier 60, Chelsea Piers in New York City. With guests of honor, the Honorable Samuel and Monica Namias. I hope I have that right. Namias, rather. I think I have that pronounced correctly. Shira and Mark Hershkowitz, the corporate honorees. And Deborah and Jay Zachter, the OHEL Champions Award. It'll be emceed by Adam Cantor, the Broadway star and Grammy Award winner. And everyone out there who would like to place a reservation for this coming Sunday night, it's pretty easy. You could use the website, ohelgala.org, ohelgala.org, or dial 718-972-9338, 718-972-9338. To help us with this final reminder regarding Sunday night, we have with us live via telephone David Mandel, of course, who's the CEO at OHEL, and Melanie Vesely, who is a development associate with OHEL. They're both with us live via telephone. Good morning to both of you, and welcome to JM and the AM.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nachum. Good morning, Manny.
David, how has the reaction been so far to the 55th annual OHEL Gala?
We're looking forward to a wonderful, enjoyable, celebratory evening honoring our guest of honor, our corporate honoree, our champion award, as you mentioned them. Nachum, I was thinking the other day about Chaim Kamenetsky, Oliver Shalom, who during the week of the gala would always come in every single day and make sure that the staff, who were working very hard, also had an opportunity to relax, take care of them, bringing them lunch or dinner. And OHEL's 30th anniversary, Chaim asked us and commissioned a book on OHEL's first 30 years, which we had an opportunity to look through the other day. And here we are, an amazing 25 years later.
Wow. That's amazing. And I think actually Chaim's Yard Site is coming up, if I'm not mistaken, around this time of year. And he is one of the legends that has been OHEL relied on over these years. You still have some legends, Baruch Hashem, who are part of it and who are going to be there on Sunday night and have been extremely helpful to the organization. And David, under your leadership, the organization has grown so much. I mean, you must not just look back at a book like that and consider what's happened since it was published, but imagine as you walk into your building every single day and you see how vast your services have become and just how many things you, as OHEL, are providing for the community.
Nachum, as a general rule, I don't look back. I just look forward. That's really my attitude in general and in life and the work that we do. We look back to learn, but we look forward. And OHEL has so many things that we're working on. Last week, Nachum, we got so excited when we spoke about Camp Cayley number 2.
That's right.
Baruch Hashem.
Oh, boy.
Moving forward with it and so many services that are being developed nationally, South Florida, the work that we're doing in Israel. So we march forward, thank God, with the support of the honorees, people that are coming Sunday night, and the people that support us that can't make it, and our visionary board of directors. So we thank everyone. It's really exciting times.
Yeah, you always have record-breaking numbers. I won't put you on the spot because I know a lot of people tend to wait till the last minute to actually place a reservation, which can be very, very frustrating. But I would assume that, especially with the big 55, it's going to be quite a crowd on Sunday night. David Mandel with us. Melanie Vesely is with us. Melanie, Development Associate at OHEL. So, Melanie, let me get your perspective. First of all, I'm sure you totally agree with me that people wait way too long to place their reservation. That can be very frustrating. But in addition to that, what are your thoughts as you go into this milestone event?
Well, it is just really exciting. I think there's definitely a lot of excitement in the office, and we're feeling it, you know, by speaking to people, hearing that people are, you know, it's on the word of mouth. So I definitely recommend everyone listening, if you haven't yet got your ticket or contributed, you know, our office is working overtime to fill every request. So definitely reach out to us. We would love to see you there and meet you. It's gonna be a really exciting evening. I can confidently say that this program's, you know, going to be a little bit more creative than it ever has been. You definitely don't want to miss it. I also think, you know, there'll be really interesting people in the room. So from that perspective, that for socializing, whether you're a young professional, we have tickets available for you. Whether you're a working professional, whatever, you know, you are, come as you are, you will have a great evening.
Well, you're challenging yourself because, and I've said this before, and I could say this as an eyewitness, I've been there. There is something about the OHEL dinner, the OHEL gala. Often the program is gripping. You learn a lot that you had no idea was going on in our community. That's something very valuable. And it's not your regular, let's introduce some honorees and hand them a plaque type dinner. It's an actual program that's, you know, you feel during the program that's a really, really worthwhile hour. Now, with that in mind, Melanie, what could you tell us about Sunday night's program? Because, again, some of its predecessors have been very creative. Some of the meanings of programs in the past at OHEL have been very creative, very gripping, and very thought-provoking. What could you tell us as a preview for Sunday night?
So listen, I don't want to give it all away. You know, you have to be there in person to see it. And truthfully, what I'm going to say isn't going to get justice, because there has been a lot of thought that has put into this. You know, we have kept it tight. I will say that. So everything that we have included really is strong. Everything is very thoughtful. And I will lead with saying that it is a Broadway-like feel, given Adam Cantor being present. At the same time, you know, being involved from the program and seeing it and this unfold in the preparation, every time I'm exposed to the material that will be presented to everyone there, I myself have goosebumps on my arms hearing about it. And I'm someone who works at OHEL. So that is how I know that everyone is in for a good time, because if I feel that way, you know, having been exposed on a daily basis, I have no doubt that, you know, people will be touched and moved.
It's always dramatic, folks. That's the bottom line. It's always dramatic. I don't say that in a bad way or an exaggerating way. It's always dramatic. Plenty of amazing drama and thought-provoking pieces to it that make it a very worthwhile evening, in addition to the whole, you know, dinner scene. You do meet a lot of people at OHEL. It's 55 years, after all, that are legends in our community, and obviously they put together an amazing dinner in general. So to the Namias and Hershkowitz and Zach, their families, we say Mazal Tov. Adam Cantor, as you heard, will be the MC. Go to OHELgala.org, and I can assure Melanie that as exciting as the office has been over the last few days, it's about to get more exciting, because people do tend to wait till the last minute to get in their reservations. David, you and I have spoken over the years about how difficult it is to stay at the top of any industry, to be recognized by the state and others who count in the area of helping families and individuals who are in need. Somehow you guys have been able to do it. What could you tell us about how difficult it is to stay on top of the services, to always make sure the staff is top notch, and to really, you know, keep a position near or at the top of your industry?
I remember one of the principles that I learned from one of my mentors, my professional mentor, Fred McCormick, may he rest in peace. He liked to say that life's most complex questions have easy answers, and the answers often lie before you. But because it appears to be a complex question, you search far and wide when the answer is so obvious. I relate that to the work at OHEL. Sometimes we look far and wide to help families, help communities, when the answer lies before us. And the answer of late has been what we've discussed, Nachum, the rising anxiety in children. And in fact, it's the rising anxiety in families. You know, choose the conversation that you want post-COVID. The issue of economics, I'm not talking politics here. The issue of economics the issue of parents raising children, the issue of Nachum, I speak to parents who ask me if I know certain principles to be able to get their child into school. Yeah. And I ask them, how old is your son or daughter? And they say, three. Three. I'm trying to get my son into preschool. And you need an introduction today to get your son into a certain preschool? That is tension. That is anxiety. That is parenting. Those are the practical things that people deal with today that we try to help mitigate by giving, we're giving a series, Dr. Carly Nadar is giving a series on parenting, not complex parenting, Nachum, everyday parenting. So OHEL is not only about foster care and working with people with mental illness and disabilities. OHEL has always been about helping the everyday family with everyday issues.
Well said. And I don't know if you could have come up with a better example of an anxiety-riddled situation than what you just brought up about that three-year-old. What a perfect, perfect example. OHEL began as a small foster care agency for Jewish children. Today cares for thousands of individuals through a broad range of programs, including housing and day programs for people with developmental and psychiatric disabilities, older adult services, trauma support for individuals, communities, and schools, and counseling for everyday people with everyday problems. And of course, add Camp Kaylee to their roster of wonderful programs as well. Make sure to be there, or at least to place a reservation and or support OHEL's annual gala. It happens this coming Sunday night at Pier 60 in Manhattan. Go to OHELgala.org, OHELgala.org, or use the phone number 718-972-9338, 718-972-9338. Melanie, did I leave anything out? Is that the procedure people should be using today?
You got it. That's it. We look forward to, you know, seeing you there. It's going to be an amazing evening.
It certainly will be. It always is, frankly. And David, you get the last word. What could you tell us on the eve of this big OHEL 55th annual gala?
Nachum, thank you very much. You know that, first of all, I want to thank you and you and your family and all the work that you've done. How long have you been on the air? 55 years also?
I am on the air every morning almost every morning for the last 41 years. 41 years. Not 55
years. So Melanie.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So Melanie, in her earlier comments, was speaking about you and I as the young professionals going to the OHEL Gala.
Yeah, obviously. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Malcolm, please.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to get suspicious if you give me the Young Leadership Award one day. I'm going to get suspicious about your motives. since I've been in this seat since 1983. And I always say this to you, and I'll never forget it. I will never forget how in the mid-1980s, Mel and Meish, I don't remember if there was anybody else there that morning, came into my studio begging the Jewish community to open up their homes for foster children. That was it. That's all they wanted. There was no agenda. Not that there's one today, but you get my point. There was no agenda. There was no, it was no fundraising effort. It was just, could people please help us because we're trying to help these kids? And look what's happened since then. You guys haven't stopped helping people since then.
Mike Hellman and Mel Zachter and Jay Kestenbaum, the leadership, and so many others. And I'll just very quickly mention what Mike Hellman would say right now is that yeshivas have alumni, universities have alumni, and they support the institutions. Hospitals have patients that come back that are appreciative, and you see names of families on hospital buildings who've been helped, who've been saved. OHEL's alumni are foster children who don't necessarily want to say that they were a foster child. OHEL's alumni are people with mental illness. OHEL's alumni are families in high conflict divorces. They don't come out and say, I was helped and saved by OHEL. So the supporters we look for is the broad community, because we know that the OHEL alumni are not really going to come out and identify themselves and put their names in the way that others put their names on, institutions, buildings, communities. So that's a Moshe Helman, very important story related to the oral history, Nachum.
Yeah, really, really well said. And by the way, the exception proves the rule, because the year you did have foster families who were willing to, you know, go public, so to speak, was one of the most inspiring and incredible dinners ever. But yes, as you said, for obvious reasons, those are few and far between, but those stories are remarkable. Speak with Melanie Vesley and the development staff by dialing 718-972-9338. You could go to the website and place your reservation, ohelgala.org. And obviously on Sunday night, go over to David Mandel and wish him a major mazel tov on this incredible milestone. Thank you both. Good luck on Sunday night. A real pleasure to speak to you this morning.
Thank you, Nachum. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Melanie.
Take care.
You as well. Thank you both. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.